Hey y'all, hey, it's the day before I move in to my dorm. It's raining and it's the perfect kind of rain to sleep to. I love this rain. I really am nervous. I'm really nervous because, which reminds me, I do need to take care of a lot of things before the move, obviously. It's just, packing is very hard. I cannot imagine packing, you know, from across the country and moving to your college. I don't know how people do it. I mean, obviously, you'll probably buy a lot of this stuff once you arrive, but what if you forget your favorite pair of whatever at home, and now you can't really have it unless you get it shipped over, which is expensive. So it's like, oh gosh, like, I can't just drive home and get it. And luckily, I'm only moving maybe 30 minutes away if there's no traffic. In traffic or usual traffic, it could be anywhere from 45 to an hour and a half of driving, which is terrible. If there was just, if it never took more than 30 minutes, I definitely would not mind driving, but with the traffic that goes on, it's very unpredictable. So it's, you would have to leave at least a 2-hour chunk of your day to make sure you get there on time and make sure you find parking and get to where you need to go on time. Like, you don't know, and you might even have to have more time than that, which sucks. It's just too much sometimes, which is why I'm planning to live there at least for my first year, to just kind of grasp what it's like. And I don't know, I just really, I'm glad I'm not too far away from home. And God forbid, if we do go online again, and because of COVID or because of a new mutation or whatever it might be, then it will be good because I don't have to pack up and move that far. I really, really do sympathize with the college students who had to, of last year, who moved into their dorms, or from out of state, or were getting ready to move in, and they couldn't, or they had to go home. That is just devastating, awful, terrible. I honestly don't know how I'm gonna fit everything into my closet. I'm bringing a small drawer system too, and I'm also gonna bring this other cubby thing to put things in. And a lot of etc. things. I need to find the dry erase markers. I don't know where they are. I do need to find that. I do need to still find the school supplies I want to pack. The pens, pencils, my graphing calculator, and scissors, and all that. But other than that, I'm pretty much packed. I just need my shampoo. I want to bring some crocheting supplies. So I'll bring that, and maybe a puzzle to do. No, I won't bring a puzzle. I'll bring knitting / crocheting supplies, but I want to be kind of out and about. I'm bringing my resistant bands. I don't want to work the first couple of weeks, but I want to work again at my job I have now, and also work at a hotel possibly, if I can get a job like that. I don't know if I can, but if I can, that'd be really cool and a really good experience, I think. And I also want to maybe, hopefully, get a job. I will. I'm gonna speak it into reality. I will get a job on campus next quarter. I need to just get a lot of things done, and there's always more to do, and I hope to get involved in clubs. I will get involved in clubs, volunteer work, just be doing stuff. And yeah, it's really, I hope I can I will have probably a lot of ups and downs, a lot of downs and a lot of ups. And it's a huge school with a lot of things to do, and those downs will eventually lead to ups, and those ups will lead to more ups, and there's a whole bunch of just, yeah, there's a whole bunch to do, a whole bunch to be, and a whole lot to experience. And I really am, I think I'm really gonna miss my bed. I'm gonna miss my parents a lot. I'm gonna miss the familiarity of home. I love to say I love adventures, which I do. And I love traveling, which a lot of people do. And I love experiencing new things, which a lot of people love too as well. But I also love, I realize I love what's familiar. I realize I really like what I know and what I know I like. It's just, it's a lot. And it is a lot. It's a lot. So, I don't know. There's a lot in store, and I like to talk to myself. I like to talk to something, so I'll talk to my phone about it. And yeah, it's really scary, honestly. The unknown is really scary, to me at least. I know a lot of people look at it as a, oh, the unknown, there's so many possibilities, but that's what I'm scared of. There's so many of possibilities. I just hate uncertainty. I hate suspense. I hate suspenseful movies, but they are exciting. They are, they keep you on your feet. They keep on your toes. Suspense is what makes the ending, kind of the realization, the figuring out, it makes that really real, and it makes that really worth it, I guess. And honestly, 4 years is really short, or however many years it might take, 4 years, 5 years is not a lot of time, and there's a lot of things to be worried about, a lot of things to be happy about, a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of things you don't even know, I guess. It's interesting. I'm excited. I think I'm nervous, but I'm also excited. I'm nervous to kind of find that routine that works, but I'm excited for when I do find it. I'm nervous about meeting a lot of different people, but I'm excited about meeting a lot of different people. I'm nervous to start class, but I'm excited to learn about things that interest me and learn from really, really, really amazing teachers and professors. And I'm nervous about living away from my parents, but I'm excited to experience it, and maybe I really like it or maybe I don't. I don't know. I'm nervous to cook on my own. I'm excited as well. This time tomorrow, I will be sleeping in my dorm, or might go home. Honestly, just to have a one last kind of night at home. I don't know. Anyways, talk later.